New Zealand has won its first boxing medal at the Olympics since David Tua way back in 1992. David Nika was already guaranteed to break that drought, having secured a bronze by advancing to the semi-finals. But the pressure was on the 25-year-old today to advance to the gold medal bout. Our reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Munro joined Nika's friends and family in Hamilton for this afternoon's big fight.
It's not quite Tokyo, instead we're at the Wayward Pigeon Bar in Hamilton. This is where Team Nika is based for the day, hoping to see their man advance from the semi-finals to an Olympic final. Let's go inside and check out some of the pre-fight nerves. You're not coach, but you're dad, so what do you say? What do you say to him when you spoke to him last night?
Well, we're part of a sort of a boxing community, and we all love boxing, so you know I'm always going to chip in with my two cents. But I basically just told him just be himself, be open to every possibility, don't be surprised by anything, just don't leave any stone unturned, you know, do what you have to do.
Big brother, what are you feeling prior to little brothers, big little brothers fight?
Yeah, I'm feeling confident, real confident. Excited, you know, nerves are on edge a bit. Great event here with all the friends and family here. More people than I expected, actually. People from different towns as well. It's really, really quite exciting.
The crowd rolled with every punch, willing their man on. He started with a flurry before his top-ranked Russian opponent started taking control of the contest. Today isn't Nika's day, but he still walks away with New Zealand's first Olympic boxing medal in nearly 30 years.
No final, but your bro is an Olympic medalist.
Yeah. Oh, that's massive. So, I mean, you've got the best of the best fighting there, and it's a beast of a tournament. You've got all the best fighters from all over the world meeting there, and that guy's the best in the world. So I think he'll go all the way. I think he'll win the final. Fair play to him. He did really well against Dave. I mean, Dave's not an easy guy for anybody in the world to beat, and like, he's going to be an absolute menace for anyone who fights him. It is what it is.
Mum, Susie, look, no final, but your boy is a Olympic medalist, so how does it feel?
Oh, so proud. He's amazing. I'm just like, right from the bottom of my heart, I am just amazed and so incredibly proud by what he's achieved.
What's it like seeing him on TV? Obviously you can't be there, but just tell me about, that's your boy up there, what does it feel like?
I would hate to do it sober. I really find it quite stressful, because it's not just is he going to get hurt, it's also is he going to get the recognition he deserves for what he's thrown into himself for 10 years. And it's a long, long, long time in a 25-year-old's life. So yeah.
I imagine a text or a call will be pretty high up the priority list. What would you say to him?
Last time I said, love you, buddy. Yeah.
And then the call came. Mum, Dad, and their Olympic medalist son.
You guys are always going to be,
Davey.
You know, give us great scraps. So,
Dave, so proud. So, 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 so proud.
Yeah. So proud of you, beautiful boy. You're going to enjoy, you know, your time, you can chill and reflect, and you can think about that medal that you've got and what it's cost you and what it means to all of us. You know, you've joined a proud pantheon of athletes.
Bronze medal, dude.